I was in the hospital for a year when I was a kid. All the doctors said I should give up sports.
Where do you think you're going, young man?
The Olympics.
You better take this. Put your medals in.
Thanks, Mum.
For as long as I can remember, it has been my ambition to become an Olympian.
Yeah. Eddie, you are not an athlete!
I just needed to find the right sport.
Britain hasn't had a ski jumper since 1929.
I'm going to be a ski jumper.
He's going to break his neck.
I'm going to break his neck.
The time to start jumping is when you're 5 or 6.
I heard you were a champion, so I was thinking maybe you could give me a few tips.
Give up? There's one for free.
Watch this guy, number 2 in the world. And he knew what he was doing.
It's not actually going to jump, is it?
Not gonna give up, are you?
Eddie the Eagle is like that retarded bird that just keeps running through the glass window because it keeps seeing a reflection of another bird and is just too stupid to know that it's its own reflection. That's kind of like what this movie is like. Eddie the Eagle, based on true inspired events, if you will, which I hear a lot of this movie was bullshit compared to the true events. I did a little bit of research. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of glanced over some things. And one of the things I realized, they don't really go over what's this guy's issue here. And I saw something that's, I can't remember if it said he was admitted into a special mentally challenged home or something like that or whatever. But clearly in this movie, he has some kind of Asperger's or autism going on in this film. And they don't ever address that. And I thought that probably would have brought a little bit more heart to the film. But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So, like I said, Eddie the Eagle. You got young Eddie, who's played by Tom Costello Jr. And he pretty much, it's a biopic of a guy who pretty much wanted to be in the Olympics. But he sucked at every fucking sport. So one day, I mean, his dad finally convinced him to come work with him, and he saw this ski slopes. And he was a skier, but he was still kind of a fucking klutz and a fuck up. So the British committee was just like, Eddie, why don't you go away real quick? Because there's no way nobody's gonna pick you to be on their team. And finally, he goes away and decides, oh wait, I'll be a ski jumper then. It's the same thing like skiing, right? No, you fucking retard. So he travels to Germany, and he travels to Germany to be trained by, he didn't know, but Hugh Jackman, you know, he later becomes Hugh Jackman's pupil, student, if you will. And pretty much the movie is just him goofballing his way somehow, making it into the Olympics. And then finally doing the jump, this movie is like the white equivalent of fucking Radio. I didn't know if I should feel sorry for him, if I should cheer for him, or what. Because, god damn, man, this movie is the ultimate cliche movie I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's got every fucking cliche. Even the characters in here, they're so cookie-cuttered and not even non-present. Hugh Jackman. Man, when that dude, well, he sucks at Wolverine too, but whenever that dude is not doing Wolverine, he just seems like his roles decline. I mean, that dude, first of all, his character ain't even real in the real story. Now, Eddie the Eagle in real life had about 2 or 3 trainers, if I'm not mistaken, from what I read, and they kind of went off and on which one got a hold of his training and stuff like that, but I guess to make the movie a little bit more simple or whatever it is, like, let's get some star power in here. Let's get Hugh Jackman. And let's combine those characters into one to create Hugh Jackman. I don't have a problem with that. But I think for this movie, it probably would have created a little bit more complications. Or just a little bit more, I don't know, adversity. Just by having two coaches kind of teaching them this and this from that and stuff like that. You got, what's that boy from Kingsman in here? Taron Egerton. He was in Legend, I believe. And what was the name of that fucking movie? 2015 was his year. Testament of Youth, that's right. And, you know, Eddie the Eagle, he does a great job, I have to say. Playing this guy, this Eddie character, he does a damn good job. I mean, if anything, that's probably the best thing of this movie is to showcase his acting abilities, that he can actually play characters or real-life people in a way, because at first, I really thought this was another radio thing where they had this boy moving his face around like he was mentally challenged and stuff. I was just like, oh, no, we're not doing that again. But then I looked up the real guy, and they even show you in the movie the real guy, and he's waving shit and stuff like that. I was just like, oh, no, that guy really does look like that in real life. I was like, damn, it's kind of fucked up. Then I was like, well, hey, this Taron Egerton, now he really is a 2-4 scene, because I don't know how he captured this look on his face throughout the whole film, but he did a damn good job of it. So if anyone gets any of the credit, it's him. He was the best thing of the movie and the only thing good for the movie. Hugh Jackman looked like he was sleepwalking like he always does in films. He sleepwalked his ass through this like crazy. And the parents, who I don't even remember who they were played by, but you got the mother in here and the father. The father is a stereotypical, oh, you're a failure, son. Just come work for the family business, blah, blah. And the mother is just like this bumbling, I support my son in anything he does because I know of his disability, but I'm not going to really say it. But I'm just going to give him pretty much anything he wants. I mean, there's even a scene where he can't afford to go on the European tour to hit the score. And his mother encourages him. They don't show it, but she encourages him to steal or take his father's van, which he uses to get to work, and she even makes a line saying, to her husband, oh, you don't want to look at our savings neither. I'm just like, what the fuck? Now, I heard some British people say that in 1982 England or anything, Britain and England, savings back then wasn't as, you know, not considered your life savings as it is now, at least today in America standards and stuff like that. All do say it, though, still, I can't see someone that's just like, they make them come off to be kind of fucking selfish in a way, to be honest. You know, you got this family who's living in this shithole of, I mean, it ain't terribly bad, but it looked like it's damn near up in the British projects and shit. And the father has a shitty job. And the mother is actually a stay-at-home wife. But I don't know. It just felt kind of selfish of him to be taking advantage of their money and stuff like that. And the problem with this movie is they throw a lot of elements in here. A lot of elements in here. I see a lot of elements. I see the British committee of that don't want him to jump because they feel like he's going to be an embarrassment to the country and stuff like that. I got news for you, British, Britain. You're already an embarrassment to the world. But you're an embarrassment for just existing in general. But no, I digress. I love you, UK, please. But it wouldn't let him jump because they thought it would just be an embarrassment if I failed. So they set these roadblocks for him, which he succeeds in at the lowest standards, but he still succeeds nevertheless. And Hugh Jackman's character, he plays this washed-up drunk who plays a terrible washed-up drunk, first of all, because his brother's still in shape. He doesn't even look drunk half the time. It just shows him drinking a lot. And it's like, I think that Wolverine gene is still in him where he heals quickly, because I don't think that alcohol is affecting him at all, or unless that's just some protein shake in that goddamn canister of his, that flask. And there's a terrible shot scene in here where Hugh Jackman gets drunk. And he's like, oh, it's showtime. Let me show you something. And he goes, does the 90 meter jump. And it's green screen like a motherfucker. And it looks terrible. And I was just like, why does this happen 72 or again? I'm trying to understand that. Please tell me why some critics. I kind of understand why some critics enjoyed it. I mean, it's an underdog story. Who doesn't like underdog stories? And plus, it's a story about, you know, inspiring and motivating people. But I didn't know how I should feel about the film watching it. Because on one hand, I see a mentally challenged guy who's doing the Olympics. And, you know, they have a slogan here. It's just like, oh, it's not about how you fare in the Olympics. It's about making it here. And it's just like, nah, look, I don't watch the Olympics that much, but I don't fucking believe that's even true, to be honest, about making it to the Olympics. No, the reason why you go to the Olympics is to prove you're the best. I mean, what the fuck is all this? Making it here is just as much as proving it's your best. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. You might as well say this is a fucking participation award then for the Special Olympics, because that's where this boy belongs in. Like, anybody that believes that, they're just as retarded as Eddie the Eagle then, okay?
And then, you know, another thing is, too, they keep harping on that in the movie. And it's just like, I get what you're trying to do, movie. You're trying to make me feel sorry for him in a way. Because he spends all this money, of his parents' money, to go to the Olympics just to get last place in every fucking thing he does. Even, he scored a 61. And they showed the score. And this is to make it to the Olympics. They showed the score. Everyone in there was in 80s, and he's in 61 meters. And he thought he wasn't going to make it because that was the practice one where he made it. But apparently they recorded his practice one. And Hugh Jackman was just like, hey, this is a sign. Maybe I can train you for the next 4 years to get prepared for it so you don't look like an embarrassment and make a fool of yourself here. And he's just like, no, this is what my dream was, to make it to the Olympics. I don't care if I lose or anything. I'd rather be a laughingstock than a drunk quitter like you or something like that. And, you know, there was a little bit of conflict there, but they never do anything with that conflict. And the top ski jumper on the 70-meter jump, he hits about 114. This boy hits 60.5. And he's excited, cheering around. He's running around the ice field, whatever. And he looked, I'm not going to lie, he looked mentally challenged like hell. And the crowd loves him, because what crowd doesn't love a personality? He's happy, he's excited and stuff like that. And he's taking attention away from all the other skiers. And there's a little bit of conflict there, too. But they don't ever do anything with that, neither. Which I think that could have improved in the story or made a little bit more better. Made a little bit more triumphant, if you will. Excuse me. Eddie the Eagle's got me all choked up now. But no, they don't do anything like that. He's doing the flapping the wings stuff, and people are laughing and clapping. But the problem with the movie was, it blatantly shows that they're laughing at him, not with him. So I felt kind of bad. I was just like, I'm not cheering for this at all. It's almost the equivalent to Radio fucking ski jumping, and people just going like, that's my boy Radio. And it's just like, no, I'm not feeling any of this. Actually, this is damn near... Well, it's not insulting, because I guess it's based on a true story, and that's really what happened. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, you I hate to say it to you, Eddie, but nobody really gave a fuck about your story. Nobody gave a fuck about your story since 1982, so I don't even know why this movie got made, first of all. It's like the equivalent of a cheap-ass Hallmark card got a hold of Lionsgate Studio and decided, let's make a movie. And Lionsgate said, fuck it, yeah, we'll greenlight it, sure. Here's the money for it. Hey, you know what? Fox said, hey, we'll let you borrow our boy Hugh Jackman, because, you know, it technically is a Fox movie, so. And, you know, the director of this was Matthew Vaughn. Who was this guy? Dexter Fletcher. Damn near first-time director. I mean, the dude's basically a British actor. You've seen him in things like Kick-Ass and stuff like that. And he's been in a lot of shit since the 1980s, even to today. And really, he's only wrote and directed, like, shorts. So this is really his first major release here. And I thought he did, directing-wise, whatever, an okay job, if you will. But there was no tight execution here to where it made it stood out or anything like that. It would make it better than what it should have been. He played it safe as fucking safe could be. And there's some liberty of there's changes of liberty here that I feel like he doesn't do anything with to make it any better than the original story. So it was like, oh, the changes here don't really make a fucking difference then. By the end of the movie, I kind of was just, like, uneven how I felt about it. I was just like, yeah, because he decided, instead of, you know, being a joke, he decided to take Hugh Jackman's offer and say, you know, I'm going to jump the 90-meter. Nobody's ever made that except for the, you know, top guy here. And he jumps it, and he still loses, and people are cheering for him. And I'm just like, yeah, this movie is nothing but a participation award. That's basically what it is. And I'm sorry, but for a guy that calls himself the Phenomenal One, speaking of myself right now, I don't want your goddamn participation award. I came here to win, okay? I came here to do what I do now. Granted, I'm a little conflicted on that, because I give him credit. He did pull off doing something that, I can tell you this right now, I ain't jumping off no fucking 90-meter ski jump like that. Hell no. So he did do something that most people think, but then again, some people will say, well, he wasn't right in the head. So, yeah, I mean, they never... I feel like the movie didn't really show him having fear of doing any of this. He just says, I want to do this. I'm just going to fucking do it. And they did show that in the last scene, whatever, when they pause for a second. But it doesn't really have any kind of build-up getting into this last jump. And
overall, I just felt like it was just lackluster and kind of just a waste of time, to be honest, because nobody really gave a fuck about this story. And everybody in here, and you, then you got Christopher Walken who pops up. He was the old coach of Hugh Jackman's character. And they try to make some subplot about how Hugh Jackman's character was a failure because he just fucked and drank a lot back in the day when he was ski jumper. But then, you know, and then, you know, his book is constantly in this fucking film. His book is almost like a cameo to Christopher Walken in a way. And you see Christopher Walken constantly talking about how Hugh Jackman was such a disappointment to him and stuff like that. And then the movie ends with him after, you know, Eddie Edwards makes the jump. It comes with Christopher Walken hugging Hugh Jackman. It's just like, man, this is as cheesy as it doesn't fucking get. I mean, these two had absolutely no fucking storyline to give whatsoever, and it just felt like that just got crowbarred in here just to make everything a happy ending for every character in here. But, I thought this movie was... On a cheesy standpoint, it's fucking terrible, but it does have some elements in there that I don't really know how you would feel about it. I'm giving the credit to Taron Egerton for playing this guy really good. I'm giving him some credit there. I personally would never fucking watch this movie again. Like I said, it's the equivalent to Radio as a white guy, but nobody really calls it out. Even the British administration of the committee here, they're constantly telling them, oh, we don't want him to jump and blah, 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 this, and we don't want him to get publicity, we want to get a media. And I'm just like, I don't understand why. This feels like it would just bring good publicity. Now, granted, they are going to make fun of him, but it seems like it would bring something to the UK at this time, especially since they ain't had a ski jumper since 1912 or something like that. But then, and then the movie just has constant moments of just like the stereotypical other ski jumpers just constantly picking on Eddie or people looking at him weird and shit like that, and just like, oh my fucking god, give me a goddamn break. Maybe you'll run into the like one or two people in your life that are like that or fucking stuck up dickheads or something like that, but nobody is gonna be constantly staring at a mentally challenged kid, calling him retarded or anything like that. Or I mean, this is like the ultimate cliche bully movie or something like that. It's like the anti-bully movement here. And even that kind of slowly fades away. They don't really do anything with that neither. It's just like everything they do in here, they drop at the second of a dime where it almost tries to get somewhat interesting or even add a little adversity into the film, like I said. But then it just goes nowhere and it falls kind of flat on his ass. So I was going to give it a streaming, but I'm just going to go low streaming. Like I said, I think personally the movie is fucking awful in a way, but the acting on Terry Edgerton, him, I thought he did a great job playing this character, especially finding out that the real character actually does fucking act like this. And the look on his face, too, I mean, he sold that. Everybody else in here was cookie cardboard cutouts of just fucking cliched characters that you've never meet in real life or anything like that. Actually, I thought the acting around everyone else was just fucking terrible. It's like, damn, you guys are supposed to be veteran actors, half of you, compared to Terry Edgerton here, and he's fucking out acting all of you guys. There was never a good moment of cinematography. The music I felt was kind of cheesy, but I kind of give that a pass in a way because there were moments where I was just like, well, set in the 80s and, you know, 80s did play some cheesy ass music. But even the part where he was jumping the 90 meter jump, they played the most generic ass music too. And I was just like, oh my God, come on. I don't really know if you could feel inspired by this, to be honest. I'm just watching it and just going like, how can anyone feel inspired by this? Yeah, it's just like, oh, make it somewhere big just so you can fall flat on your ass and lose and be proud about that. It's just like, it's the ultimate loser story pretty much. And I'm just like, who the fuck is ever proud about losing? Nobody remembers number two and number three or anything else below that. You work your ass off to be number one and that's it, okay? There's no thing, such thing as number two, so... In my heart, deep down, fuck you, Eddie. Really, go eat a goddamn dick. I mean, next time, why don't you just do us a favor, join the Special Olympics, and therefore, you probably can... Hey, Special Olympics, be happy to fucking take you. And not only that, 61 meters for them, that shit, that might as well be a goddamn 135 meters to them. So, I think your chances next time... Well, I guess your chances are over now. You're probably, like, fucking 70 years old, because I heard he went bankrupt and shit like that, so... Yeah, never mind, dude. Your time is done, just like it was back in 1982.
You want your moment, Eddie? You gotta do this for real. Our strategy. attention will best be described as ugly but effective.
The Olympics is associated with certain qualities, excellence, achievement. They have no desire to associate with defeat.
We're a disgrace to the sport.
Good.
Personal best, and we're a disgrace!
Mr. Edwards,
the jump doesn't count.
Because you just changed the rules. Don't I have a right to represent my country?
No.
My dreams turned into a nightmare.
It's a world that doesn't want to know you.
So what's new?
The British Olympic Association is trying to stop me. I have to do this.
The press all want to hear your story.
I was kicked off every team I was ever on. Before I even got a chance to prove myself. I take jumping very seriously. Nearly as much as proving people wrong.
Where do you think you're going?
The Olympics.
I thought you might need this.
It's higher than you jumped before. Faster than you've gone before.
You can break bones. You're lucky if you can walk again.
As your coach, I think you're crazy. But as your friend,
fly.